Everyone is accounted for, and no one was injured by a flash flood and debris flow in Mount Rainier National Park. It happened Thursday when the bottom of a glacier broke off and released an outburst of stored water. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the popular park has seen a surge in rescue calls throughout this whole year.
The glacial outburst and debris flow sparked the 42nd mission of this fiscal year, as recorded by Mount Rainier's search and rescue coordinator, Stefan Lofgren. Compared to the same period of last winter, spring, and summer, Lofgren says search and rescue responses are up an eye-popping 40%. The veteran ranger says it's mostly hikers and casual visitors, not so much climbers, who get into trouble.
There have been some fatalities associated with heart attacks that have happened in the backcountry. There have been quite a few leg injuries and other types of injuries. There have been people that have fallen into some of the waterfalls close to the road.
Lofgren correlates the sharp rise in search and rescue calls to increased visitor traffic to the park. He figures good weather, an improved economy, and reasonable gas prices all push more people to head out in the wilds. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.